Welcome to today's deep dive. We're jumping into a concept today that I think you are really going to relate to. It's called the epistemic singularity.
Yeah, which honestly sounds totally like sci-fi, but it's a very real, measurable crisis.
Right. Our mission today is to figure out how this incredible velocity of knowledge is rewiring our brains and effectively breaking the traditional education system.
And we have a really fascinating stack of research to pull from here. We've got neurobiology studies on attention spans, economic reports on trust in education, and the actual data on the knowledge doubling curve.
Let's start right there with Buckminster Fuller's curve.
Right.
Because if you look at the timeline until about 1900, human knowledge took an entire century to double.
Right. And then by 1945, that window shrank down to just 25 years.
Which is fast, but you could still build a whole career on what you learned in college, you know? But if you look at the projections for the 2024 to 2026 window,
it's staggering. Thanks to AI and the Internet of Things, knowledge is now doubling every 12 to 24 hours.
12 hours. I mean, that creates what the sources call the specialization gap.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you are learning faster than any human in history, the total pie of knowledge is growing exponentially faster.
Exactly. So mathematically, you technically know a smaller percentage of the total available knowledge than literally any human before you.
We're all basically becoming relatively more ignorant by the hour. And there's a serious biological cost to that pressure. The neurobiology research in our stack shows a total crash in human attention spans.
Dr. Gloria Mark's research is the standout here. Back in 2004, the average time we'd focus on a screen was about 150 seconds. By 2024, that dropped to 47 seconds.
There's also that famous goldfish statistic in the data that our human attention span is around 8.25 seconds. Which is actually lower than a goldfish at 9 seconds.
Which is, you know, a bit of a pop culture simplification, but it perfectly captures that fragmented feeling of trying to drink from a fire hose, right?
Totally. And this fragmentation is exactly why we're seeing a complete collapse in institutional trust. Think about it. If the world changes completely every 12 hours, a 4-year degree is obsolete before the ink even dries on the syllabus.
The data really backs that up, too. In 2010, 75% of Americans viewed college as very important. Today, that number has cratered to 35%.
And it's not just the students feeling this. 84% of hiring managers are saying high school graduates are completely unprepared for the workforce. The whole system is shifting toward alternative education strategies because the traditional model just cannot handle the velocity.
But here is where the research takes a really optimistic turn. In this hyper-fast environment, the specialist who knows just one thing deeply is actually at a massive disadvantage. The future really belongs to the generalist.
Right, because we are living in what the researchers call wicked learning environments.
Yes. So in a kind environment like playing chess, the rules are clear and the data is obvious. But in a wicked environment, the rules change constantly.
And generalists win in wicked environments because of associative learning. The neuroscience shows that the medial prefrontal cortex helps new information essentially hitchhike on old information.
Exactly. If you have a broad base of knowledge like history, art, and physics, your brain literally has more hooks to hang new data on. A specialist encounters a new problem and only has one tool to fix it.
But a generalist can borrow a framework from biology to solve a completely unrelated problem in economics. That synthesis is the ultimate superpower.
It is. And it's also our only real defense against knowledge collapse, which is a major risk with AI right now. 80% of generative AI traffic goes straight to ChatGPT.
And if you look at the training data feeding those models, specifically Common Crawl, it's 45% English,
yeah.
Even though English speakers make up only 19% of the world population.
Which means we risk massive homogenization. AI flattens out diverse human insights into this very generic Western narrative. If everyone relies on the exact same average tool, everyone gets the exact same average answer.
You have to be the outlier. There's a brilliant prediction here from Howard Gardner. He says by 2050, the disciplined mind, the ability to just retain facts, will be entirely outsourced to machines.
So the essential human skill becomes future literacy. It won't be about knowing the exact answer. It'll be about orchestrating the AI and managing the ambiguity between all the facts.
It changes the entire objective of learning for you. We are drowning in data, but we are completely starving for synthesis.
Are you just building a static library of facts, or are you building the capacity to connect them?
That is the real provocation to walk away with today. Think about your own habits. Are you just hoarding information, or are you building the mental architecture to actually bridge those gaps when the world flips upside down tomorrow? Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.